Three recent calls for a military coup in America brings the prospect of ending Jewish rule in our nation into a new perspective. In 2007, political analyst Thomas Sowell, lamenting the ever-worsening degeneracy in our politicians and media, remarked, quote, "The day may come when the only thing that can save our country is a military coup," unquote. Sowell echoed that same call last year when warning that an Obama second term would spell disaster for America. Quote, "The fate of America," warned Sowell, "will be in the hands of a man with a lifelong hostility to Western values and interests. He would have the closest thing to a blank check. Nothing could stop him but a military coup," unquote. In 2009, former advisor to the Carter administration, John L. Perry, outlined a similar venue that the military could intervene to resolve the Obama problem. Quote, "Will the day come," Perry asked, "when patriotic generals sit down with Obama or with those who control him and work out the national equivalent of a family intervention?" Quote, again, "Imagine a bloodless coup," Perry continued, "to restore the Constitution through an interim administration. Skilled, military-trained nation builders would replace radical left commissars," unquote. And in a recent interview, ex-Green Beret Joe Cortina said that the military is under no obligation to obey a civilian authority that has been usurped by Jewish interests acting on behalf of a foreign state. Now, a military coup is not the ideal, but neither is the overweening Jewish influence over America's political, economic, and cultural life. As I see it, the first thing a military coup would do is to take over the press. Would it be any worse than the Jewish-driven propaganda that comes out of CBS, ABC, and NBC? Or the filth and sexual perversion pumped out of Jewish Hollywood's bottomless pit of decadence and depravity? Next, the military would have to deal with the economy. In an astonishing speech given by financial analyst James Rickards at West Point in 2010, Rickards suggested that in a time of economic emergency, the military could appropriate the gold stored at Fort Knox, West Point, and the New York Fed, and restore the dollar as a gold-backed currency, ensuring its international reserve status.
We could send Special Operations Command, and I actually think the military should be thinking about this in contingency space. You could send a contingent to the Federal Reserve Bank of New York, confiscate the gold. There's 6,000 tons buried underneath the Fed in New York. That's not our gold. That gold belongs to the rest of the world, but you could seize that gold, move it up to West Point. The U.S. at that point would have 14,000 tons. We could then start a new global currency, a new global dollar, if you will, controlled by us, backed by gold, acceptable to trade counterparts, get the economy moving again.
Amazingly, at the question and answer session, at the close of Rickards' speech, not a single military person objected to his bold and daring counsel. And in a similar vein, isn't it interesting that Admiral Mike Mullins, upon his retirement in 2010, said that the biggest threat to America's security is the national debt?
The biggest threat we have to our national security is our debt.
Fixing that debt would be easy. The military could bring back our jobs offshored by Jewish Wall Street to China and India by slapping a higher tax rate on products made by cheap foreign labor for our domestic market. Believe me, these multinationals would come back real quick to Made in the USA and tell Jewish Wall Street to shove it. Will a military coup save America? I don't know, and it's a shame it's even come to that. But America is in deep trouble. For as the inverse of the saying goes, if it's broke, and it is, then you better fix it, and we better fix it fast.